can all enjoy financial success in New Zealand. It makes good business sense working in partnership. The CEO of Air New Zealand said we need to find something unique for tourism, for growth. The Māori culture is that point of difference in tourism. Rotorua is the waharoa o te ao Māori, the gateway to the Māori world. These are my thoughts on the matter at hand, the Te Arawa partnership model. I support the Te Arawa partnership model as we determined it. The Te Arawa partnership model is an example of self-determination. I'm hoping council will think about the future generations when considering this vote. This is a conscience vote, a moral issue. You must vote with your conscience and grow up all New Zealanders. Free us all. The decision is yours. Don't let race relations go back another 100 years. Look what's happened in Australia. I'm against forced closure of communities. The urban drift, a type of closure, has left provinces in need of jobs, infrastructure. The drift to the city is happening here. I am here to encourage council patriots worldwide to continue the fight for freedom from racial and financial tyranny. You have listened to the controversy, the racist remarks, even apartheid. Racial discrimination and discrimination is still happening on all levels of white privilege. It was New Zealand that galvanised the Rainbow Nation. New Zealand knocked out apartheid in South Africa. We need to knock out that type of racism here, now. I believe migrants respect Māori more than some of the Pākehā who have lived here and has come out in submissions to date. Racism is intergenerational and colonisation is institutionalised. A friend from Porangaho said on the 60th, we have the best Pākehās in New Zealand. If they have the best Pākehās, then what Pākehās have we got? Helen Clark said we are a secular society. We are not, and that is an empirical approach. I say we have forgotten about Māori, the Māori worldview, and we have forgotten about them now. What I will say to the most senior members of council, history tells us that people do not learn from history. Let us learn today, let us learn from the mistakes of the past as we move into the future. Let us not demonstrate in the streets, delay process, use stall tactics or court. Governance is about law reform for a brighter future. The future is now. I say be bold in your decision, think with your heart, your conscience, and free the shackles of emancipation of Māori. Māori are not a special interest group. We are a special group with special interests. As we research smaller and smaller units of matter, it has become clear to some that there is perhaps no final unit waiting to be discovered, but a fundamental unity to everything, that we are all one. Tātou, tātou, we together. Kia ora.
Thank you, Hemi. And now will I open for questions? Councillor Maxwell.
Kia ora, Hemi. Thank you for your presentation. The question I've got is, have you attended most of the... We've had 5 days of hearings now, and have you attended and noticed over the weekend that there was a shift in where the pro-democracy group want to come now? They're wanting to go down the Māori Wards way, and yet they had a different proposal. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I actually whakapapa to all iwi. I've got Ngāti Porou, Ngāti Kahingungu, Ngāpui, as well as Ngāti Whakaui. I've got links to Ngāti Tō as well. I was raised in Wellington. I think the current representation is a representation of Māori wards. None of the Māori candidates on here actually represent Te Arawa, did not run for Te Arawa. So this is a representation of Māori wards at work. Te Arawa have said before that they've gone down that road before. The reason why the standing committee wasn't effective, I've actually been to quite a few of those standing committee meetings, is because the mayor was the chairman and he was ineffective. That's why we've got a new mayor. So it's as simple as that. Democracy at work. Kia ora.
Thank you, Hemi. There appear to be no more questions, and thank you, James, for coming with Dad.
Thank you. Kia ora.
Now we ask Wendy Biddle Submission number 1629, page 196. Congratulations to you, Kingy, on your success in the weekend.
Kia ora, kia koutou. Yes, I support the Te Arawa partnership model that will give a rightful voice with niho to the Te Arawa waka. I'll be integrating te reo rangatira me te kōrero pikete I taku nei submissions, o ngā mihi kia koutou. Tēnā koutou, Te Arawa Waka, the Confederation of Te Arawa Waka. Ngā mihi mahana ki a koutou katoa I te wā nei. Ngā mihi mai oha hoki ki a koutou ngā uri o ngā te whakaue. Ngā kaitiaki o te whenua nei, te kaunihira nei. He mihi anō ki a koutou, ngā mihi ki ngā whānau whānui, I roto I tēnei mahi whakahirira. Ngā mihi. Kia koe I te Fire Stevie, te rangatiro o te whare nei, me ngā mema o te kaunihira I konei, ngā mihi ki a koutou. Kia koe e te tau, te mokopuna o te amahau, ngā mihi ki a koe, a ki aku tamariki I tēnei rumara, ngā mihi ki a koutou. You are the future, whakarongo mai, titiro mai, whai mai te huarahi pai mo te kaunihira, mō tēnei taone o Rotorua Nui a Kahumata Mōme. Ki ētihi atu iwi I roto I te ruma nei, nau mai haramai ki te haukainga o aku tamariki. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko wai au, en uri of Rewi Manyopoto, an uri of King Koriki, a descendant of my tūpuna maunga, maunga tautari and mauao, an outsider marrying into whakaue. Ko ai au, ko taku ingoa whānau, ko Nikora, ko Wendy Biru tōku ingoa I nai nei, tihei mauri ora. As a ratepayer, as a wife of a descendant of Ngāti Whakaue, as a support person of a past Te Arawa Standing Committee member, as a mother of children who are descendants of Ngāti Whakaue, I support the Te Arawa Partnership Model Proposal. Why? My husband is a former Te Arawa Standing Committee member, and to me, while observing and listening from the sideline, it soon became apparent that the TASC members had no teeth. Kāre ngā niho, no voting rights on the very committee that they were democratically elected to through a vigorous, transparent voting process. They were to be the mouthpiece of their iwi, but sadly, most of the time, the voice of the iwi fell on deaf ears. The tangata whenua, the iwi, the kaitiaki, te ahikā of this beautiful whenua. Kore ngā niho, no voice. To the very iwi that donated all their beautiful whenua to make this beautiful city what it is today, and continue to contribute to making this place what it is today, showcasing our iwi Māori's beautiful, amazing uniqueness to this city, to the world, and my children being the future leaders, and tangata whenua of this country, this city, will continue to do that in the spirit that their ancestors gave the original gift. Being loud and proud of who they are, where they are from, and offering all the gifts that only they will offer in their time of leadership. It astounds me that the pro-democracy group have fed such deceitful, racist, hurtful lies into the community. And then I begin to understand that they are just playing a game. A game where the goalposts change and they continue to change. And what we as Māori try to understand, when we as Māori try to understand the rules, we don't have the heart or the inclination to stoop to that level. I do not wish to, nor will I put up with the racist scaremongering. I will not put up with the racist scaremongering. Your blatant disregard for the gift that Whakaue and Te Arawa have given, you people, astounds me. I have faith that the future generation, not only my children and mokopuna, but the grandchildren of you people, will think different. And it's up to us as parents and leaders, as individuals now, to ensure that we are feeding them with the nourishment they need to enrich and empower them to live and grow as a beautiful, universal individuals they are, to live harmoniously alongside other cultures, ahakoa te aha, ahakoa ke whia rātou. This world has enough venom in it, people losing their lives in senseless wars, all for what? Scaremongering, greed, money, power, ignorance. What's the point of it all? You can't take your money to the grave. I've watched Tanya Tapsell Bennett during the time of these submissions, Ngā mihi ki a koe e hoa. And I'm excited, Tanya, I am excited, Tanya, about your stand and your strong voice to represent youth, to represent Māori, to represent Rotorua, without bias or prejudice, that my generation and beyond continue to hold tight. We hold tight to that. I'm confident that you, my tamariki mokopuna, and all the youth of today will lead this council, the Rotorua community, Aotearoa, in a manner that will ensure all peoples, including tangata whenua, have a voice at the table, including tangata whenua. Ngā mihi kia koutou, kia koe Tanya, kia kaha kōtiro. I'm proud to be adopted into the Whakaue whānau. I'm proud to work for Ngāti Whakaue tribal lands. The whenua base we manage is huge. Huge. The rates we pay on behalf of the 6,000, let me say that again, 6,000 Ngāti Whakaue shareholders is huge. And it doesn't even include the shareholders in Pokeroa or Ruawhata. Doesn't even include them. So let's just think about that for a moment. My husband is a shareholder in over 6 whenua blocks. What does that mean? Well, it means we pay rates 6 times over. And that excludes the rates of our own home. Many asked, why do Te Arawa expect special privileges? Te Arawa aren't asking for special privileges. Let's recap for a minute. 3,000 acres gifted by Ngāti Whakaue and Te Arawa Waka, Tupuna, to make the township of Rotorua the place it is today. And that doesn't stop there, because, hello, most iwi members from Te Arawa Waka in this place today, well, they also must pay 6 times more rates than any normal ratepayer in this city. I would venture to say any pro-democracy individuals in this room would probably only pay 1, maybe 2. We're talking about 6,000 shareholders on Ngāti Whakaue tribal lands alone. 6,000 shareholders. And because Whakaue are blessed to be born into an iwi that is rich, rich in generosity, rich in tangata with skills, rich in whenua, rich in aroha. The contribution that Ngāti Whakaue make to this community is huge. Leonard, Anthony, your submission this morning. You talk a lot about democracy, and in fact a lot of submitters have. So let's talk about democracy in the sense of a ratepayer. 6,000 shareholders. 6,000 shareholders times 6 because they belong to at least 6 other whenua blocks. Let's start ticking the old calculator there and seeing, democracy. Should we repeat that?
Wendy, your time is nearly up.
Really?
Yes.
Oosh. So, I'll speed read the rest of it, shall I? As kaitiaki, we have obligations to ensure our whenua, our lakes, our environment is looked after for the generations to come. We have a worldview that is different than other peoples of the world, and that is up to us to teach and share the worldview. Some have grasped onto it, some have chosen to remain closed. Closed, confronted, threatened, hateful and deceitful. Various submitters have said that Te Aroha partnership will mean an enormous amount of money will be spent on these people and councillor fees. I detest the term these people. Other submitters say the following: there will be riots in the street if these people get their way. How dare Te Aroha speak for me when they haven't even been duly elected? How can these people represent my best interests? We already have councillors that do that. Well, let me say to the councillors who are 4 strong members and also in the pro-democracy Rōpū, you have clearly already placed your stake in the ground. You have already made up your minds to the question. So the question needs to be asked, why are you even bothering to sit around this table? As a ratepayer, I challenge your positions on council. You do not speak for me or my children. You do not represent our best interest or the interest of all peoples of Rotorua. You have openly advertised your racist, hateful, scaremongering stand, and thank goodness your time is limited on this council.
Wendy,
to those... Oh! Nō reira, thank you for the opportunity to share.
Thank you, Wendy. Could the gallery avoid clapping? We're all respecting every submitter's point of view. Thank you. Mark Hitchcock, submitter number 478, page 64. Good morning, Mark.
Thank you, Glenys. Is that better? Thank you. Good morning to all. My name is Mark Hitchcock. I've lived in Rotorua here for only the last 13 and a half years, but I feel that it is my home. I fall into the category of people who would normally not be doing this and would prefer not to be here. However, the strength of my feeling and those that I've been talking to is such that I felt the need to stand up and be counted on this occasion. I'm here to say no to the proposal before council. I do not believe that any person or group have an unelected vote, should have unelected voting rights. I don't believe, having just listened to the previous submission, I don't believe this is a race issue at all. I think this is an issue around non-elected people having a vote on council. And I'll qualify that. This is not in my notes, but I'll qualify that. I'm not a member of the Pro-Democracy Society. And so all the disparaging remarks that were previously made hopefully don't apply to me. However, my view is the same. I believe everyone has the opportunity to vote at the council elections, and the result of those elections reflect the view of the community. One person, one vote. From there, council can consult with whomever they please in order to gain an opinion on any one particular issue or many. But councillors and councillors alone should then be voting and making the decisions on behalf of the people who have elected them. It's my assertion that the foregoing should remain unchanged, and I urge council to say no to this proposal and to seek a more equitable solution to the issue. Thank you.
Thank you, and we've got plenty of time for questions. You're happy for that?
I'd prefer not to take questions, if that's okay. I think Mr. Williams and JP are familiar with this is a presentation, not a forum for questions. Thank you.
councillors are able to ask questions. Submitters don't ask questions of councillors.
I'm being facetious about the presentations that were made by certain members of council on the issue where it was a presentation and questions were not allowed.
Oh, this is a different forum. This is a forum for you to come forward with
your
views.
Lady Mayor, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, doesn't want to be accountable.
She's able not to have, be asked
doesn't
questions.
Doesn't want to be accountable.
All right.
Democracy, isn't it?
Thing on, councillors. We now move to Philip Howes. This is submission number 481. Is Philip in the room? No, he's not. Mr. Brasser, are you able to come forward? It's just someone is off sick. Oh, and Warwick Ricker. I haven't got him on my list, sorry. Oh, sorry. Mr. Brasser, do you come forward. You're on your feet. Thank you. It's so much easier than getting confusion. Mr. Brasser's submission is number 714, page 85. Good morning, and press the button. I know you've got a loud voice, but...
Oh, thank you. I take it as a compliment. Good morning. Up till now, we, the citizens of the Rotorua district, have elected all those persons that are involved in any council decision-making. And the citizens must be the only ones with this power. No such power should go to unelected people. Also, there should be no disproportionate power to any person or to any interest group. When you involve people because they belong to a particular group, it straight away creates a conflict of interest. This was nicely illustrated not so long ago when one, the Erwa affiliated councillor, that I fortunately voted for at the last election, openly proclaimed, "I am here for my people." How disappointing. This is what I mean by conflict of interest. That council should not count on my vote next time. When there's a conflict of interest, a councillor should not be allowed to vote. In fact, they should even take part in a debate. Normally, they have the decency to withdraw before they're being told. That is democracy. If the council is desperate to get the opinion of the Erwa on any issue, then surely they can ask a present the Erwa affiliated councillor, not a privileged 14 on a proposed the Erwa board. And when the council needs outside input or expert advice, you should be looking for people with the required experience and knowledge, not for a person who belongs to any particular group, Maori, non-Maori, or whatever. This is immaterial. The other day, a Mr. Gesto, he replied in the Daily Post to a letter to the editor that a local government act requires Maori participation. Yes, this is correct. But of course, we had it for years. However, this proposal is not about Maori participation. Its focus is only on Te Erwa alone. Te Erwa is only one third of all local Maoris. The other two thirds are excluded. And we're totally aware of what was going on behind the scenes when this proposal was being hatched. In fact, not even all Te Erwa people have been involved. No, this Te Erwa participation plan has been cooked up in secret by a small group in council with just a few Te Erwa people. Then, back in December, the proposal was suddenly presented to all councillors with apparent support from the mayor, expecting a yes vote within 48 hours. No prior detailed consultation was held with either councillors or the public in Rotorua. which most people would consider to be the correct course of action, given the significance of the proposal. If this thing had not been leaked to the public, all of us would still be unaware of what has been going on behind the scene, and we would never had the opportunity to express our opinion. No transparency. How legal is this plan? We didn't know. At a council meeting, I heard more than once, we had legal advice. Who gave this advice? We don't know. What was the advice? We didn't know. Can we see a copy of this advice? No, there was nothing in writing, just a phone call. No transparency. Obviously, if this advice had been in support of the plan, it would have been widely published. The other part that we citizens are up in arms about is the cost. At that same council meeting, a councillor asked about this, but the mayor did not allow any discussion on this most important issue. Was it too embarrassing? Considering how deep the council is in the red, one would think that the council would be concerned about spending another million every year, because that is what it's going to cost. The proposed board, nominees, a CEO, bureaucracy, transport, operating cost, etc., etc. Anyway, whatever the cost, why should we citizens pay for it because the ERWA wants to talk to the council? Will you also put me on the payroll because I want to talk to you? I can read the absurdity on your faces. Thank you, I've made my point. This is an important issue where there should have been a referendum and everybody would have accepted the outcome because that is democracy. The Daily Post did the best thing and held a poll. As we all know, the majority of us citizens voted against it. Why then is the mayor and some councils still pushing for this ERWA plan while we citizens, your employers, the people you are supposed to look after, the people who have to pay your bills, are vehemently against it? Shame that you tried to push this through council before the public got to know about this. When it was leaked to the public, the council quickly produced those Have You Say leaflets. These leaflets would have been more informative if it had stated that option two actually entails. It should have stated that a couple of the ERWA people will effectively elect some people to be involved in decision making, taking away the democratic right of the Rotorua citizen to do so at an election. It should have stated that you even give them voting rights to vote on their own proposals. It should have stated that you're going to put them on a permanent payroll and that the exercise will cost us ratepayers close to $1 million. This is the sort of information the public needed to make up their minds. The worst writing I ever saw was a submission form. It was worded as if the decision was already predetermined. We were tricked in creating the impression that we liked your option number two. It was awful, complicated, and this dishonest way of getting our views. For many years, the council had been getting Maori input on many issues. It worked well in a friendly, cooperative way. No problems. If that system does not work today, it must be because of the people involved that changed. It is this past attitude that has to be improved so that when consultation is undertaken, council, including its officers, do so with integrity and a genuine desire to listen. I hope we can get back to that and that this Maori input will not be limited to Te Arawa. Last week you finally managed to get some written legal advice supporting your plan. I read it, but their arguments are debatable. Further, there are opposing legal views about the validity of the proposal at law, and the council needs to take these views on board and not be blinkered by the advice that has been looking for and we ratepayers have paid for. I also read the fine print, which is quite shocking. It says, What does concern us that the district council has been proven to have misled both the parties and the court on several important matters. Also, further on, this is amongst the most serious breaches of council's obligations brought to this division's attention. End of quote. How awful. These comments were about the arrogant attitude of council officials, which certainly need changing. We, the Road to a Citizen and ratepayers, are your employers. We gave you a 3-year contract expecting honesty and transparency. We put you in charge to do what we want. You are not superior people knowing better than the majority of the 65,000 people of Rotorua. You are well aware that the majority does not like your partnership plan. If you ignore the fact that you created a division in our community and proceed with this plan, you can be sure there will be a judicial review and the battle will intensify and continue right up to the next election. Unfortunately, there will be costs that you will incur on more legal fees, again to be paid by us, ratepayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bresser. We open for questions. Councillor Maxwell, Councillor Sturt and Rokoa Tate.
Mr. Bresser, thank you. Three times in your written submission here, you mention $1 million. And we've also heard $2 million. Where do you get all your figures from?
Where do you get the figure of 200,000 that I've heard from the council?
No. I'd love to ask you a lot more questions, but just that question, where do you get your figures from?
Well, just a bit of common sense. A board of 14 people with all the other expenses that I mentioned does not go for the 200,000 people that you people mentioned. And I think my guess is a lot closer to the real figure.
Well, I think there'll be response from our side.
Whatever the cost, whether it's 200,000 or 1 million or 10 million or whatever, why should we pay for it?
Thank you.
But don't put those myths...
We shouldn't be interacting. We should just be putting questions. Oh. Councillor Rokoa Tate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Mr. Bresser. You've mentioned this morning on a number of occasions the cost to the ratepayers of the plan, of the Te Arawa Partnership proposal. Are you aware that 2 years ago, or just over 3 years ago, that Ngāti Pikiao asked for their voice to be heard? It wasn't. They took us to the Environmental Court, and it has cost the ratepayers over $1 million. Already. That issue is not yet resolved. So I can appreciate your concern, but do you not see this as an opportunity, the Te Arawa Partnership proposal, as an opportunity for Te Arawa to inform the decisions that Council will take?
Again, why should your advice be limited to Te Arawa?
It was a Te Arawa issue, actually, and good advice was given, not heeded. Already we're looking at possibly another million of a cost to ratepayers. Thank you.
Councillor Sturt.
Mine was
on a
similar vein, so I'll change tact. In terms of my question, are you aware that the Health Board, the Rotorua Youth Prison, the Wairiki Polytech, also have unelected people on there who are not only paid, get mileage allowance, and have voting rights?
No, I'm not aware of this. But here we are concerned about the council and about us ratepayers.
You spoke earlier in your submission about a conflict of interest.
Yes.
Four councillors have declared their hand in terms of being involved with the pro-democracy group. Do you think that they should be involved in the decision-making process around this table on this issue? Or is that a double standard?
Not as a society. But, well, your question is, am I pro-democracy or anti-democracy? Well, I am pro-democracy, and I think that's where we differ.
He's answered the question. Could I just ask, Mr. Bresser, were you aware that Te Arawa themselves have indicated that they will be meeting the costs of the board? The Te Arawa board, which is part of this Te Arawa proposal?
That's the first time I heard of this.
Were you aware that when we embarked on the consultative process, it was simply this, to get transparency and feedback from the public on a model we had received at council?
Sorry, I didn't hear. We'll have a hearing.
Were you aware in December when we received this proposal that we voted only to take it out to the public for the end with other options to get submissions back?
To the best of my knowledge, you expected a vote from the council within 48 hours.
No. We're yet to deliberate on this model.
I'll have to find out.
Thank you, Mr. Bresser.
Thank you.
Thank you for your tolerance, Mr. Ricker. Warwick Ricker, we've got it submitted on the table. The submission 1053. Warwick, thank you for waiting. I'm sorry, I missed your order. Thank you, Warwick.
Good afternoon, Mayor and councillors. I'm thankful for my campaign manager sitting here next to me, and if I get a few minutes, I'm quite sure he would say a few words. Madam Chair and Rotary Lakes councillors and staff, also hapu, iwi, and the public. Madam Chair, my five submissions to the council are on record. My summary, is approximately 5 minutes plus with a minute here or there. But I'm actually not going to answer any questions because I'm only summarising my summaries. But now I'll move on with the next one. Ngote ingoa. My name is Warwick Ricker. Born and bred in Rotorua, o Te Arawa Rohe of Ohenwichi. Ngo te whakapapa, my affiliations, tribal that is, Te Arawa, Ngāti Whakaue, Ngāti Whāwa, Tuharangi, Ngāti Hinemihi, Tainui, Ngāpuhi, Aitahu. Myself and my immediate whānau fully support the Te Arawa partnership proposal in its entirety. Now, I'll just sit down for this last lot, thank you. I thank you, Mayor of Rotorua, Madam Chair, Stevie Chid, for this special opportunity myself to summarise my submissions to the Te Arawa Partnership model proposal. To the 12 months of the Te Arawa meetings with Hiwi, Hapu, I note at the Te Arawa meetings, representation by a few, Hiwi and Hapu, as suggested by some, actually represents hundreds. To the 10 consultation process meetings that I attended, to the 5 days of hearings that I have also attended, and at end of day today. The submissions are a milestone in our Rohe of Te Arawa, approximately 2,000 submissions and approximately 200 hearings. The 10 consultation meetings, hey, some good, some not so good. The 5 days of hearings for the Tauranga proposal model, very historical. Many were presented in Te Reo Māori magnificently and top kōrero. Now, against the proposal, some fair, most ridiculous, of a person to attack the mayor, our Madam Chair, and her person in his submissions. In the Maori rule, that person would have been removed immediately, no questions asked. I'm down to comments now. Nowhere in the Te Arawa proposal model do I see the mention of Maori wards. Understanding the mayor and councillors have today and in the past have dismissed Maori wards from their decision-making. I believe that the mention of Maori wards was a form of distraction from the proposal of Te Arawa partnership model. The Rotorua Lakes Council, mayor and councillors, voted 10-3 in favour of the Te Arawa proposal partnership model to go for consultation. That will be adhered to by end of day today. I will touch on full voting rights on some subcommittees. Note, two Te Arawa representatives with the full voting rights on two committees, etc. The Rotorua Lakes Council, the mayor and 12 councillors, have the full and final votes. Now, that's my kōrero at the moment. Now, I'd like my relation here to have his little say while I've got a couple of minutes, if that's quite okay.
You've got time.
Your Worship, the mayor and councillors, I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity, but mine is really to tautoko my rangatira here to on his kōrero, but essentially to really thank the councillors for listening to the submissions that have been made. I am astonished by some of the comments that have been made, but also thankful that there is youth in this community that provides a well-balanced discussion for consideration. So I will thank you for that and leave it there.
Thank you. And we cannot ask questions of you technically, but we can of the submitter, Warwick. Thank you. Thank you. I ask Philip Hawes. Thank you, Philip. For councillors, this is submission number 481 on page 66. Good morning, Philip. Just if you turn on the microphone in front of you, everybody can then hear you very clearly. You'll get a little bell at 5 minutes and another at nine. Thank you.
Thank you. Kia ora. My name is Philip Nigel Howers. I'm a direct descendant of the Ngāti Rangiti Chief Tionga and can trace my whakapapa back to Rangitihi and back to Tamati Kapua. Even though I have walked in the Pākehā ways, my heart lies in my Māori heritage, and as such, I want to see that justice is given to my ancestors and to my present whānau. I believe Te Arawa should be given the right for self-representation, as they have been and still are a historical stakeholder in Rotorua and its surrounds. Te Arawa has always tried to be a good partner to New Zealand governance. But unfortunately, they have seen little rewards for their efforts. I believe it is now the time for New Zealand to return some goodwill. I hope this present council and its ratepayers will give back some repayment by the way of support for the Te Aro proposal. So with this, I will end my submission, and I hope you will take what I've said to heart and give my iwi Te Awa the right of representation that they duly deserve by way of their past history and future goodwill. I also like to say that we come from an English background and we have English laws which come from a Judo-Christian background. And from that background comes a saying, treat others as you would like to be treated. I hope you will take that on board as well. That is basically all I have to say. But there probably is a lot more, but time is short. But yes, thank you.
Thank you, Philip. Are you happy for questions?
How does the council feel towards Te Aroa's proposal?
It's for us to ask. Yeah, sorry, I wasn't clear there at all. It's not for us to decide today. It's for us to hear you all, and then we will be making sense of all of the submissions. Have any councillors got questions of clarification or questions of Mr. Haas? Councillor Gould.
Thank you, Philip, for your nice submission this afternoon. Do you think the Mary Ward system in 2019 will work better for Te Aro than the current prison, than the present system at the moment?
I can't really answer that as I'm not up to speed on the ward system.
Thank you. Councillor Sturt and Councillor Rocco attack.
From one of the other submissions, and I'd like your reaction. It gives disproportionate power to a minority via unelected representation on council. How do you react to that?
I believe that is it's not relevant. As Māori in a partnership with the European, all others may be, but not Māori.
Councillor Rowe Coatate. Oh, yes.
So you don't see Māori as just any other interest group?
Absolutely not.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Tēnā koe, Philip. Philip, let's be honest, some people don't know what they don't know. So having looked at the Te Arawa Partnership proposal, do you believe that this is an opportunity for Te Arawa to better inform the council to make better and wiser decisions, in particular in relation to the issues for Te Arawa?
I believe it's a good start. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, and thank you for coming before us this morning, Philip. That's your time. And if I just say to those in the gallery, we will be recommencing after a lunch break at 1:05.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, first class.